Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a great guest for the show today, Seva Ustinov. He has a background as a software engineer and leading startups. And today he is the founder and CEO of Plurio, which is an AI agent for performance marketing teams. Seva, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start off, like I always like to, in understanding the problem. Help us understand, before we get to the solution that you're building, what are the problems and challenges that people are dealing with?
I'll tell this as a story. Originally, I was building my own marketing agency and scaled it to 100 employees. And we were responsible for revenue growth from digital channels. And then me and my co-founder, we decided to launch software products. And we thought, oh, okay, what's the core of that? It's data attribution. To run ads efficiently, you need the right data. So we launched that. And then we saw our clients, marketers, spend like 4 hours a day looking at those numbers in our dashboards and making decisions. What should I do about this creative or that campaign? Should I scale it? Should I stop it? Should I relaunch it? Should I change something there? So we decided to build an AI agent that automates that, freeing up many hours of media buyers and performance marketers while improving efficiency by better decisions, faster decisions, managing like large scale ad accounts.
And anytime people are doing something hugely important like that, like making sure that the company stays alive from having enough revenue coming in, you've got to make sure the decisions are sound. Can you give us an idea of some of the different types of metrics that people would have to stare at for so long to try to make sense of?
That's a great question. So we specifically focus on segment of consumer software and services. So what they see in their ad accounts is like, what's their ad spend, CPM, CTR, cost per click, and cost per leads. That's the only thing that they see there. What they actually want to see is how many qualified leads, actual sales and revenue, maybe trials and conversion to paid subscribers, each ad generated. So they want to optimize for revenue and LTV, not just for leads or signups or trials. And this is what our agents actually do, like collect the data and help optimize for that.
Okay, so before we get to the agents, it sounds like you've done a few things even before the technology, because if I'm a decision maker and I have to look at data, if you're making the case it's the wrong data a lot of the times, right? Like it's metrics that aren't as important as they could be. Why is it those metrics are used? Are they just easier to calculate, or are the people who are putting these interfaces together, are they missing something?
It's actually about the real life complexity of technology. So when you run e-commerce, you just put a pixel on your website and it tracks all purchases because they happen almost the same time the ad click happened, and you can just merge those things together. Google Ads do it, Meta Ads do it, and third-party services do it pretty. There are a lot of good solutions there. But when you think about consumer software, fintech, AI services. On the web, like the customer flow goes like this. They see an ad, they click, they look at the website or quiz or something, they sign up, and that's a lead. That's what could be tracked by a pixel. And then actual conversion happens like 7 days later, 2 weeks later, sometimes multiple months later with LTV and stuff. And the data is stored somewhere in Stripe, in backend, in the CRM system. So this is why it's hard to collect the data by ad platforms. And this is why you need to first centralize this data and then take those delays into account when you make like automation of the ads and make decisions about the ads. So this is why people stare at these dashboards and think, okay, Do I think that these leads will actually convert to sales? And should I scale these ads now? Or should I wait, get the data, lose some time there? Because I don't know actual revenue from that ads. And that happens that they run hundreds or thousands of ads at the same time. And this is where it gets tricky.
Now, going into the about to go into your solution, but are you coming from this from a stance of you know what those folks need? People who are on revenue generation teams, you know what they need to see, what they need to know, and you're helping give them that better intelligence so that they can operate better. Is that the foundation of how you're delivering your solution, or is it you're just building the technology to do it better and cheaper or easier?
I think it's both. So we started as a data platform. So this is where we collect the data and give that for people to make decisions. What we noticed is that like larger companies, they have in-house team, they have some kind of analytics and dashboards and attribution already. So with AI agent, we can connect to whatever data you have, to our data platform, to your internal data platform, and you essentially see a chatbot and you can ask questions like, "Hey, help me analyze all of this and suggest best actions to improve efficiency."
Okay. So now getting into the solution itself, it is an agent. So is it kind of an LLM type of experience? Okay. And then as a business owner, I have this agent from Plurio, and I effectively it becomes almost my ChatGPT of sales decisions, and it's just it's specifically good at helping me with my sales and revenue decisions and product
It's
decisions.
specifically good with performance marketing decisions.
What's
Like
performance marketing for those of us who?
Google Ads, Meta Ads, TikTok Ads, Reddit, influencers, affiliates, so channels, ad channels where you can put money and generate leads and sales in return. So not brand marketing, not outreach. Ad channels that are scalable and that actually drives revenue.
Gotcha. Okay. So looking for that sort of behavioral stuff of and getting those numbers and statistics and metrics up and that actual actionable stuff, right? What people are doing with regard to the sales pipeline.
It's specifically helps you understand performance of your hundreds and thousands of ads, ad sets, campaigns.
The ads,
Yes,
gotcha.
yes,
So
yes.
it's still about the ads. Gotcha. So this would be the same as if you're doing a campaign. And you're saying, I'm running this on these platforms. It's either an image, a video, or text. And it's and you set it up and you set all these parameters around it. And then it's got some kind of a performance that it comes back with and says, okay, this is how many people opened it. This is how people, how long people stayed on it. This is how many of them led to leads and so on. This is so that's basically what it is. And then this is taking all of that as intelligence that you, as the performance marketing person, can go to one place, even though you're lo using lots of different tools and operate it from there.
Yes. So it centralizes the data and makes it available to your agent. So imagine you can ask things like, "Hey, I launched 100 new creatives last week. Which of those should I stop? Which of those should I scale? And what's the right moment to do that?" Like previously, people had to guess, okay, maybe at $50 spent, we can like make that decision, stop or scale. But the agent can analyze historical data and come, okay, like this is the exact set of conditions that indicates that this ad should be scaled faster because and give you more revenue, and this should be stopped because there's no chance they will actually generate high quality customers. Same thing with scaling, same thing with analyzing like different landing pages. Should we drive traffic here or there with days of the week, with different targetings, with different offers? Like what kind of ads works better for us, not just in terms of number of leads, but actually in terms of number of revenue and LTV. And like when you have hundreds or thousands of ads running at the same time, having an agent that can do that large scale analysis and then automate those actions, you can actually tell the agent, "Okay, I like your logic. Let's do this set of actions under these conditions automatically every day, and I'll just confirm them." So it's analytics, insights, and suggestions, and full automation of that large scale ad management.
So it has some autonomous behavior that it can do. It's not just that you're, I think that's goes into my next question is, if you can help the audience understand, what's the difference between using Plurio versus just pulling up your GPT account or your Claude account and just throwing it in there? What do you have that's special above and beyond that basic kind of LLM stuff? And I think you mentioned one, the agent. I don't know. I haven't played around with all of the agentic features of the popular LLMs yet in terms of how autonomous it can be. But what are some of those differences?
So first of all, our agent has access to your data and understands how to query it and makes it accurately. It can literally generate SQL queries to the data warehouse and pull the right data. Second, it understands sales and marketing stuff in general, like what, like that you should analyze performance in cohort view, not in gross view. It should take into account delayed conversions and make forecasting and so on. But more importantly, it understands your business specifically. So when we set up our agent, we do an onboarding flow where we collect the right business context about your sales funnels, your channels, your ad strategy, your product offerings, your typical conversion timelines and LTV and stuff. So when you ask a question like, okay, what should I do about these ads? It already knows all those details. While other agents, they will just give you some generic replies that might be, that even might be wrong because they don't take into account things I mentioned. So this is where the key difference from generic solution comes in.
Gotcha. And so when you say it has access to your data, as a new user of Plurio, what do I do? Do I go to Plurio and I sign up for a subscription? And then is there some kind of a setup process where I get access to the data? Or is it just over time, you're saying, hey, here's this link to this Google folder, and I want you to see the stuff there. Or here's a link to this data table, like an Airtable or something like that, and I want you to pull data from there. How does this linking process go? Is it like onboarded? Is it over time? Is it, how does that come together?
Right now it works like this. So we have a dedicated analyst and customer success manager that have a couple of calls with you to ask a lot of questions, and then they like process it and put as a business context to your agent, and you can actually see it on the platform, ask your agent questions about it or edit it. And same thing with the connection to the data. Like, we help it set up, make sure it's accurate, make sure agent understands all the specifics of your setup, channels, for sales funnel metrics, and so on. After that, you can just ask your agent, like the moment you notice, like, oh, hey, by the way, we launched a new product and these are campaigns about that product. This is how you identify it. Please remember that. And it will save it into the project context. And every time you like start a new chat, it will already know what's new about your business. So we help set up it in first, but then you can do it on your own just by talking to your agent.
From a PLG perspective, I'm always thinking about the continuum where on one end, you have something that's totally self-serve and people log into the website and they click and it's totally just them and the machine, versus on the other end of the continuum, people help along the way and it's consultants in the background. And how much, where are you on that continuum? Are you guys almost all software except for some of that setup stuff, the consulting that you offer?
I think we are moving in the direction of the self-service. Right now, we still need those consultants for the whole onboarding process. But over time, we add more things to the interface so people can actually try it on their own. Because it's actually like a pretty streamlined process that could be done with a human or with the AI agent. It might just ask you a few questions or ask you for a link or something. So it makes sense to do both. My personal favorite, I'm a big fan of high touch sales and high touch onboarding at first, knowing your customers, understanding their true needs, giving them direct feedback and solutions they ask for, and then automating it into a self-service flow.
Yeah, excellent. And what, give people the website here, is LE Analytics?
Plurio.ai.
Plurio.ai, Plurio.ai. And so what are some of the things that people have to look forward to in your roadmap?
Oh, that's the cool stuff. Imagine the full cycle of ad management. You generate hypothesis like what could work, what could bring you much revenue, what kind of ads, what kind of creatives, hooks, offers, landing pages, pricing, everything, all the variables marketers and product managers tweak in order to find the right sales funnel.
Like the levers to pull.
Yes. So they're like right now they're doing that manually. They're launching like a dozen or maybe 100 of new creatives each week and see how that performs. What we have right now is automated analysis of what's already run, automating scaling and downscaling of the ads you launched manually. And what we are going to do, and that's already very valuable. We see customers use it and love it, and it saves them a ton of time and so on. But what we're going to do next is we want to run hundreds of agents every night to analyze hundreds of different segments and perspectives to find the right insights from the data you have, like what kind of settings actually work better for you. So you don't have to ask it. It's constantly searching for those insights, and every morning will bring you like, hey, you probably should stop advertising in that region because there were no actual revenue from there. You probably should focus on video creatives more because they're 23% better than image creatives, except those few cases. Exactly, like insights like that every night from large scale accounts, like that is gold. The next step would be out of those insights to build a self-updating knowledge base, like a perfect playbook how to run ads for your specific case, product, sales funnel, regions, and stuff. And check that like people who run ads actually follow that playbook automatically, and then analyze competitors' creatives in the same way. What's trending? What's scaling fast? What's working there? And from all of that, generating new hypothesis what to launch next, like next hundred, like next dozen of creatives to try and sales funnels to try. We probably won't do actual ads generation because there are so many products already out there. But we're giving like a formula of the next best creative for you to generate with humans or AI services, and then we'll manage the rest of the cycle.
That's really exciting stuff. And this is the brave new world of AI empowered tools. And it's just opening up whole new worlds of what's even possible that were just would have been totally impossible just 5 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm extremely excited about this.
Yeah, really good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, hopefully we all can go and check out Plurio, as in plural, plurio.ai. Everyone go and check that out. And yeah, exciting stuff. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Pleasure having this conversation.
Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.